So many projects on her plate. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. A University of Idaho Extension weed scientist has some promising leads in trials evaluating potential herbicides for use in Idaho's new hemp farming industry. Dr. Pamela Hutchinson, a potato cropping systems weed scientist, and Chad Jackson, the facility's operations manager, are among a small group of growers licensed to raise hemp. They also do research that affects growers nationwide.
The other things I've been looking at is herbicide tolerance in some other minor crops that are maybe in rotation with potatoes. One of them is quinoa, and then another one is a trap crop for pale cyst nematode called lychee tomato. So we've got a lot of things growing out here at the research station, about 10 acres worth of research. About two-thirds of that is potatoes, and then the other thirds are those crops that I just mentioned. It's in the same family as potatoes, but it won't host the pale cyst nematode. So all the eggs hatch, but they don't have anywhere to grow to maturity and produce more eggs. The reason why we're very worried about the water hemp and the Palmer amaranth is it probably has already come from a weed population that is resistant to glyphosate, to Roundup. So that would be bad news for like the sugar beet growers that have the Roundup Ready sugar beets. And for any crop, we just don't want to have a weed here that's from a herbicide resistant population. We're very worried about that.
Keep up the great research and your worries will be put to rest.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.